T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Chuck Moran, who is the executive director of the Pennsylvania Licensed Beverage and Tavern Association. Chuck, how you doing this morning?
I'm doing great, and thanks for having me on the show again.
So we were surprised to hear that the Pennsylvania-run liquor system started rationing sales of a few dozen products. I don't want people to think this is everything because there's supply shortage issues. So what is the deal? A two-bottle limit on what?
Yeah, there's about a total of 43 different bottles that right now, if you go into the state store, either as a bar owner or as a Joe Public, you're going to be limited to two of those bottles. There, you know, several types of bourbons, some champagnes. I believe Hennessy was on that list. You know, it is a small number, but for my members, it's just that extra thing that the next thing that's happening to the industry that's just really hampering the recovery efforts.
Okay, one of those items in those 43. Does not include blue cheese olives, does it?
I don't believe so.
Okay,
no.
Good. There won't be a riot on your hands then. All right. Let's ask about how are bars going to continue? If they can only do two bottles, they might go through more than that on some of these items.
Oh, yeah. Depending upon the size of the bar or the licensed restaurant, you know, they may not have that bottle available for you when you go in and ask for it. I imagine some will, you know, swap out different kinds of bourbons and so forth. But, you know, again, you know, after everything that this industry has gone through, you know, the labor and shortages, just it's not helping the industry recover.
Well, who do you blame? I mean, or is it just circumstance, or is there an issue that you can see that directly affects it? Or would you like to see your owners get, you know, first take?
Yeah, well, you know, honestly, what we'd like to see is there's a number of bills up at the Capitol. We'd love to see the legislature move some of those bills that will help all these bar owners and restaurant owners. That would be really what we'd like to see. But, you know, getting back to the problem, you know, it's not the PLCB's fault. It's not the bar owner's fault. It's just the sign of the times. And, you know, our industry has been dealing with all types of shortages. You know, you had the chicken wings. You had plastic cups. You know, I've heard from people who work in hospital kitchens who say they can't get those little jelly packs for patients because of the shortages in plastics and so forth. Now, all of a sudden, you know, you have problems getting certain types of liquor. And from what I understand, it has to do with that early part of the supply chain, you know, with glass and paper and stuff like that and people working in warehouses. So, again, it's just one thing after the next for the industry.
And we heard about Pennsylvania on Friday morning. That was the news on Friday morning. And it was the first I'd heard of the liquor shortage. Are any other states experiencing it, and why was Pennsylvania first, do you know?
Yeah, well, actually, I don't think we were the first, but I understand North Carolina has gone through some shortages. I believe Ohio has had some issues. There may be one or two others that have gone through this type of situation. You know, from time to time, these things do pop up. But, you know, again, it's, you know, one thing after the next for the industry, and the timing is not very good.
Oh, and New Jersey just announced this morning that they have a slight shortage as well.
We're with Chuck Moran, okay. Executive Director, Pennsylvania Licensed Beverage and Tavern Association. So overall, at least we didn't get the shutdowns of businesses. I know there's still concern that maybe at some point they're going to have to take more drastic measures. Hopefully that won't happen for everybody, but how is business overall? Have people returned?
Yeah, you know, it's interesting that you asked that question, because I literally was reading another study this morning before coming on your show from Waze, and their study is showing about 64% of participants in their study feel comfortable going back. So we're not, you know, we're not there yet. We're not back to pre-pandemic. And of course, you have this Delta variant going around, so that's not helping matters either with recovery.
Sales for liquor, they've increased a lot since the pandemic hit, have they not?
Oh, yeah. You know, I see the financial reports periodically from the PLCB, and they're certainly making money for the state. And, you know, there's definitely liquor being bought and has been bought, you know, throughout the pandemic. You know, there's also opportunities for people to go to their, you know, your local distilleries, local wineries, local breweries to pick up, you know, other more local types of alcohol as well.
And will there be, will the shortage continue through Christmas? Should we start stocking them now?
You know, I'm hearing all different types of things. You know, there's already news reports that if you're going to be doing Christmas shopping, you should probably start now. And, you know, I guess that's not a bad idea.
Well, good luck to you and your constituents. And two-bottle limit, 43 items. So you can always go back the day after the day after day. Can't you do that?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think you can.
All right. Chuck, we appreciate your time this morning.
Hey, thank you for having me on the show.
You got it. Chuck Moran, again, Executive Director, Pennsylvania Licensed Beverage and Tavern Association.
I got a great business opportunity for you, Larry.
What are you thinking?
Larry's Bathtub Gin.
888 traffic.
Happy New Year.
I never, you know, years ago, I wanted to get one of those kits to make beer, and then I just went out I just went out and bought one.
A beer?
Yeah. Traffic powered by Bowser. Over 500 pre-owned cars in stock. Kathy Berggren is scanning the PennDOT cameras.
I am, Larry, and I'm looking at a lot of traffic on 28 on the inbound side.